Aleichem, everybody, welcome one, welcome all, those who are joining us live, those who are joining us on Zoom, on Facebook, on YouTube, those who are watching at a later time, mazel tov, as we now have concluded Sefer Hafla, and we are entering and moving on to Sefer Shvi, the seventh book of the Rambam, Sefer Zeroyim. We just concluded a short book, we're about to start a longer book, and to be Messiah in the Sefer, we have a big honor of having together with us the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Wahlberg, thank you very much. Yashakeh, thank you for joining us from the Holy Land.
It's my honor. My pleasure and honor.
So there's obviously a lot to talk about, and I'm sure we'll hear at least beforehand some insight in Sefer Hafla, something that you can enlighten us with that you've come across in the Sefer that you'd like to share. But I also understand that a personal mazel tov is in order to you because you've just concluded recording the entire Rambam, all three prakim. I occasionally listen to your shiurim and very much enjoy them. So mazel tov.
Thank you very much.
So two questions. First of all, I know this is discussed in a lot. Can someone fulfill the mitzvah of limud ha-Torah by listening to your shiurim? Does that relate to how they can fulfill limud ha-Rambam? Should people be saying along the words? And I say this a little bit with some agenda because I also am in the process of giving shiurim on Rambam, which are on Chabad.org, and people ask me this question all the time. So I'm wondering if you have any thoughts or insights as you've now concluded a monumental project yourself.
I'll be honest with you. I just had this discussion with somebody, and that is, somebody told me, I was in New York, somebody tells me by Chasna, that, you know, when you start Rambam, you learn Sefer HaMitzvahs, I'm not that you, the whole Minyan HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSeh, Mitzvahs Leseh, and it could be quite long. So he says what he did is, he's traveling, so he put on Josh Gordon, Olav HaSholem, and he put him on double speed, and he heard him quite quickly, and Memele was Yoitze, his Shir Rambam. That's what he told me. And I told him, I'm not really sure you could be Yoitze Yashir Rambam by listening to Josh Gordon. I mean, Lechura, you know, you have to say the Rambam, or you hear it from someone live. No, there's live meaning actually hearing it from him, not via telephone or whatever, actually live, because then it's Shemea Kaina. But obviously, just like you can be Yoitze Megillah with hearing a video, or so you can be Yoitze Rambam. And that person like started like, whatever, we're not going to, it's not important how he reacted to me as being like mamish, someone that's completely not together b'chlal. So we say, I didn't. Then he tells me he's going to ask somebody, I'm not going to mention his name, someone that's his Rav, which is Be'emes, a very hush of a person. I'm very like bottle for him. I didn't hear from him. And I would say very, but I'm certainly bottle for him. And he came back to me and he says he asked this person, this Rav, and the person told him there's no problem at all. That's what he told me. In my mind, I mean, you could hear a Rambam shir from somebody, according to the Alter Rebbe, without saying Birchas HaTeira. L'chura, you don't have to say Birchas HaTeira in order to hear a Rambam shir.
Isn't there a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTeira of just learning?
There's definitely a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTeira. There's definitely an inyan of learning Torah, the inyan of understanding Torah. It's not Chas V'Shalom, you're not learning Torah. But the mitzvah of the Dibarta Bom, that you're supposed to say Torah, learn Torah, is certainly, there's no, kitzer, it's klar that there's no chiv of Birchas HaTeira if you're listening to a shir on the telephone or on wherever. If you're not saying the Torah or you're not hearing it live, there's no chiyuv of Birchas HaTeira according to the Alter Rebbe. Not everyone agrees, but according to the Alter Rebbe. And Memele, and the Alter Rebbe writes it clearly. In Tanya, he writes it in Tanya, he writes it in Shulchan Aruch. It's very pashut. So Memele, in my mind, it was very hard to believe that you could be Yoitze, the Inyan of the Takan of the Rebbe, to learn Rambam every day before Birchas HaTeira. Just hard for me to believe.
Some people would like to say that specifically, even before Birchas HaTeira is the Etzem Edushan. I'm kidding.
Could be. So therefore, I found it to be very, this, you know, this diunim, when you say Sefer HaMitzvahs, so the Moshe, I'm not 100% sure the mocker, you know, this is the way.
Because the Rabbi didn't write it in Hebrew, you mean? Because he didn't write it in Hebrew?
The Rambam did write it in Hebrew.
Sefer HaMitzvos as well?
No, I'm talking about the mitzvahs that the
Rambam writes. Oh, I thought you said Sefer HaMitzvahs. I'm sorry.
We're not talking about Sefer HaMitzvahs. We're talking about the mitzvahs that the Rambam writes in the beginning of the Rambam. The Moshel, when the Rambam says the numbers, is by me, it's also a Dover HaPosher that you're supposed to say the numbers. Whereas when the Rambam says mitzvah Aleph, mitzvah Beis, mitzvah Gimel, or the Rambam says Yesh Bezeh, these amount of mitzvahs I say, mitzvahs l'shesh mitzvahs say, arba mitzvahs say, whatever. And then he tells you, aleph, beis, gimel, l'chura, the pashut, you have to say aleph, beis, gimel, dalet. That's l'chura pashut. It's my mind, it's pashut. Just like b'negeya, you're saying in Tanya. When you're learning Tanya, so the Shir Tanya starts with Perek Aleph or Perek Beis. That's how the Shir Tanya starts. It doesn't start with the words of Perek Aleph, Perek Beis. I once heard from Rabbi Yael, he told me over from somebody, I forgot already from who, he says, when someone that's not a chosid learns the Gemara Omer Abaya, so the Torah starts after Abaya starts talking. Masha'inkin, when someone's a chassid learns Amar Abaya, so the Torah starts with Amar Abaya. Didn't start when Abaya starts talking. Amar Abaya is also part of the Torah. Also part of the Torah. If Bedusi is part of the Torah, so Amar Abaya is also part of the Torah. And this is, so Perek Aleph, Perek Rishon, Perek Sheni, Perek Shlishi, this is like Shikul Taina to the Rambam. Maybe it's Chabad.org. Chabad.org has English Rambam. And Mamela, and you have the Rambam. So in the English, it says chapter 3. But in the Hebrew, it doesn't say Perek Shlishi. There's no capital of Perek Shlishi in the Hebrew. Derech Agav, just a ha'ara. I don't know if it's Chabad.org, it's a ha'ara, or it's a ha'ara Muznaim. The printed Tauger's Rambam. But I'll call upon him. So the answer is, in my mind, the Seichel says that you have to say the Rambam. It's very hard because Lechuri, you want to be Ma'ir, people listen to Shiur. And if a person has to say it and say listen, it could be that's a little bit of a thing. So it could be that this person that asked this Rav, which is Choshev Rav, he felt that this person is very good for him to hear a Shiur. And understand what he's learning. And Mamela, and if he's going to tell me he has to say it, so he's not going to hear a shir, and Mamela is going to be Mavater understanding what he's learning. So then you have to, you know, so his Chavis Das one was that this was preferable to this. That's my thought on the matter.
Okay, interesting.
But I don't know, you know, that's already, you have to ask a competent Chassidish Orthodox rabbi. Lately I heard a word that, you know, there's like non-practicing Orthodox Jews. There's a new music called non, so you have to have a Chassidic practicing Orthodox rabbi. That's a nacha music. Anyways, that's
moving on to another thing. I've heard it rumored that this is not the first time that you've officially delivered Tanya Shirim, that Rambam Shirim, that in the early days of the beginning of the Takanas Rambam in 770, you also were running a Tanya Shir, and the Rebbe was at the Ail. Is there any interest?
I mean, no. The truth of the matter is that those years there was like a lot of people listening to, you know, they were listening to music, waiting to know that the Rebbe came back from the Ail. And Mamela, so there was a svara that instead of just listening to music or whatever.
What do you mean listening to music? What do you mean listening to music?
There was people that were connected. Those people that had phones, in those years, in order to have a, there was a phone connection between WLCC.
Right, Chaim Baruch had that line.
Line, and people would have their own lines. They would rent their own lines.
Right, right.
Now, people wanted to know if the Rebbe came back from the oil or when the Rebbe was coming back from the oil. And those years, there were like very often sichas when the Rebbe would come back. So mainly they would call in, let's say the shkia was 8 o'clock. So they would call in and they would be on the phone and they'd wait till they hear that the Rebbe is back. there would be such a concept. Question, what happened in the middle? There was some music or something. So there was a svara that in between there should be a Shir Rambam. So at that point in time, I remember doing like Madenava. It was like, you know, Madenava.
The easy.
What?
So?
Yeah.
But Lepel, I don't know what happened to it. It was like, it was three program a day. I don't know what happened. I once asked Yenison Hackner. He also doesn't know what happened to those shiur and where, what happened to those. I would like, you know, like I would sometimes come in the middle of the night and put it down, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying that those years.
Very nice. Okay. We just finished Sefer HaFlah, Rabbi Wahlberg. Is there something that piqued your interest this time around? Something that perked your, that might be worthwhile to share to an audience that's now celebrating the conclusion of Sefer HaFlah?
Glad that you're speaking like this, because you're just speaking about the Indian of saying Rambam. It's important to say Rambam.
That's the title of this whole chapter. This whole book is talking, saying.
So the question is, what does the word HaFlah really mean? What does the word HaFlah really mean? So I looked, somewhere or another, my recollection, HaFlah means to articulate. That's what I always thought HaFlah means. HaFlah means to articulate. But then I looked up the Rashi, and I looked, let's look like this. When the Rambam doesn't mention, but so the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchis Shavuos, says that a Shavuah, you only chayiv if you actually say it with your mouth. And he says the words levate bisfasayim. That's what the words he brings. Then in the Darim, he also says that you have to say it, you articulate it. And he also says alderek vishvus. That's what he says, alderek like shvus. When it comes to Nazirus, and over there he starts speaking about that kinuya Nazirus kinazirus. So he says, even though that Nazirus also has to be articulated, and he brings the pasuk, that over there is lahafli neder. So the pastor says means because it's a neder, and a neder has to be articulated. It doesn't mean because of the word lahafli. He doesn't say because it says kiafli. He says it's a neder, so it's a neder, has to be articulated. It's already nilchus nedarim. So really, the Rambam doesn't really clearly write, as far as I remember a little bit. I didn't look at, you know, that the Rambam, when he speaks about that it has to be articulated, he speaks about, because it says levati b'shvusayim b'shvus, and somewhere or another that continues on in neder. So somewhere or another, my mind was yafli means to articulate. So I looked up the Rashi, it's the pasuk in Nasi, which speaks about the parsha of Nazirus, and over there it says ish yisha kiyafli linder neder nazir l'Hashem. So the truth of the matter is, the unkelus says, Arei yiforish lemidar nedor naziru. So he teaches lahafli yafli yiforish. Yiforish luchura means to articulate.
Right.
That's luchura. Rashi teaches yifor yafli yafrish. Yafrish.
To set aside.
Yafrish sounds like separate. Separate yafrish. But then lahat neder nazir ein zira b'chol mokem al prisha, so it's almost like a redundancy. In other words, yafli, Rashi says yafli means yafrish. Now, what does yafrish mean? Yafrish sounds like separate. So that's what it says here. So the mice is just a little. I don't want to bore you with too many details. There's the svarim that has all the mefarshi Rashi. So there's a Nachlas Yankov. Nachlas Yankov is like a Sefer Kadmi. It's like it was printed before the Alter Rebbe was born. It was like printed top Pevov. So, and over there he writes that Yafrish is not Miloshin speak. Yafrish means Miloshin separate.
Meaning you're verbally setting something aside by you're saying I'm now.
The word verbally, you added the word verbally. Kiafli, a person will be setting something aside.
He's setting himself aside, or he's setting that item aside by saying, I don't want to
have. Maybe he's setting the item aside, or maybe he's setting himself aside from an item, or the item from him. But somehow or another, it means setting aside. That's what the Nachlas Yankov says. Now there's another Pirush that's also in these Yudal of Mefarshi Rashi.
Isn't that the actual translation? Yafli apella, something which is, you know, removed and wondrous, it's set aside. Isn't that the actual?
Okay, say that. Say them. Say them. But I'm just saying that the Targum teaches Yiforish. Rashi says Yafrish. I mean, we're assuming that the Yud is Meduyah, Yafrish. I mean, no one's going to take out our Yud from a Yafrish or Rashi. Now, there's a Be'er HaSodah, which is also printed over there with the yellow thing, which is a much later, it's like his Tough Rage something. He's a later Pirush. And he brings the Nachas Yankif. And in Tain, it's not true. That's not the Pshat. Yafli means to verbalize, to articulate. And he brings two Rashis, which in those two Rashis are also, there's a certain, I would say, ambiguity in those two Rashis. Sai in Bahar and Sai Buchu Kesai. There's a Rashi in Bahar, which over there speaks about, what does he say over there in Bahar? I don't remember. Where is it? He says, where's the Rashi? Where's the Rashi? Someone help me out with the Rashi. In Bahar, there's a Rashi. Huh? There's a Rashi. No?
There's a Rashi. Oh, continue, it's okay.
And then there's another Rashi. There's a Rashi. There's a Rashi in also in Bichu Kesai, at the end of Bichu Kesai, where over there, Rashi like uses both Lashenis. No, someone. Where's somebody there knows Chumash? Where are we? Mikitzer.
I mean, go ahead.
All right. Someone... Balkopon, he brings those two Rashis, and Bem is those two Rashis. Rashi says, Yafrish Bepiv. Somehow or another. Rashi says, Yafrish Bepiv, in those both Rashis. And he tines that the ikar of the word of the Rashi is the Bepiv, not the, or Kiafli, I have it. In Pasik, in Kibbutz of Zion Pasik base, Kiafli, Pasik says, Dabro b'nisok ish Kiafli neder, berken achor nefoshes l'Hashem, which is Erchim. She says, what does Yafli mean? Yafrish Bepiv. Yafrish Bepiv. So he's saying the ik is the Bepiv. The Yafli is not the Yafrish, the Bepiv. And Alderazay in Bahar, there's also such a Rashi, which is Yafrish Bepiv. So Bikitzer, we have the word Haflo. We have the word Yaflo, meaning the Targum certainly touches Yafarish. Rashi says Yafrish. The Nachas Yankov says that it means Yafrish, it doesn't mean Yafarish. The Berasah, the Tainas, that it means Yafarish. What does the Rambam hold? So we have a Rambam, a Mefurish Rambam. Because the Rambam, in the beginning of the Hagdama, he tells us about the names of the Svarim that he is going to write. And he writes, Sefer Shishi, Echlul Bei Mitzvahs, She Yischayir Behem, Mi She'osir Atzmi B'dvorim, Kigen Shvuas Nudorim, V'Korasi, Shem Sefer Zeh, Sefer Aflo.
To translate, just for those...
So Lechura, he's saying that the Inyan of the Sefer is someone that's Misha Oser Atzmei Bidvarim, spoke, he asked something on himself through articulation, through talking. And then he says, V'karas Hashem Zeb Sefer Haflo. So Lechura, the Rambam is assuming that the word Haflo is somehow or another a means of expressing himself.
So practically, what is the difference whether it's you're setting yourself aside or you're verbally addressing? Is there any practical?
No, I'm not talking about practical. I want to know the taich of the word. But me, it's not going to get the practical in, you know, over here. I want to know what the taich. We're talking about sefer aflo. So is sefer aflo the sefer of being separated? Erchin is not separating. Erchin is committing yourself to a certain giving money. You know, Nedarim is separating yourself. Shuas is separating yourself. Naziris is separating yourself. Erchin, if that's separating yourself, it wouldn't be, you're not separating yourself. Lepel, the word Aflo says in Erchin. It's not an anigel lepel. I'm just saying, since Aflo is in, you know, Dibur, so therefore I felt it was inappropriate to speak about that Dibur that you spoke about when you gave that conversation. This is what my input into it.
Very nice. Which before we actually conclude the siyum, I guess this is just apropos. I enjoy listening to your shiurim, not only in Rambam, but in general, whenever I can find online. And you
thank
are
you very much.
you're known and enjoyed as someone who likes to really get to the heart of something. And therefore, it might be a bit difficult for people who enjoy that to actually cover three prakim of Rambam. I'm wondering if you have any insight. You know, some people say, I'll learn one parak, I'll really be able to do it well. Three prakim is something which, especially if you enjoy Rabbi Wahlberg and you enjoy discussing for 10 minutes what the word hafla means, it sometimes can be almost annoying to go through three prakim of Rambam. I'm wondering, as we conclude over here, this is a crowd who is dedicated to three prakim Rambam, which can sometimes be difficult, if you have any thoughts to share before we actually conclude this evening.
The Maisa Zeh, I mean, it was very clear from the Rebbe that three prakim was considered, as far as the Rebbe was concerned, the standard way of learning. He certainly gave a place for one perek. Anyone that tainas against one perek is like, you know, the Rebbe definitely gave a place for one perek. He gave a very strong union of three prakim, very strong union for three prakim. I mean, really, ideally, what ideally should happen is that we should learn three prakim a day. And then there should be another seder in learning Rambam. In other words, there should be two seder in learning Rambam. There should be a learning of seder of learning three prakim a day. And then there should be a seder of learning Rambam where a person feels that he wants to learn Rambam and understand Rambam. Whatever speed. And eventually he learned through Rambam. And I could say, we'll put it this way. You know, you're learning Rambam, you're learning Rambam three prakim a day. We all know that there are certain halachas, including halachas that happened today in the Sefer Zeroyim, which are not really so easy to understand the technical aspect, and it would take a lot of time and effort to sit down and actually learn it. So let's say a person that's not so, you know, we're really supposed to be motivated in Limud HaTorah. As Yidden, we're supposed to be motivated in Limud HaTorah, as Chassidim, as Yidden, etc., etc. But let's say we're not so motivated in Limud HaTorah, but we feel a strong strength, sense of that we want to do what the Rebbe wants us to do. Besides learning, you understand what I'm saying, as far as Rambam is concerned. So I would say that there would be a really gather of Torah Lishma, that you want to learn Rambam now, Rezvas, Hilches, I don't know what, Sefer, Avodah, Karbonis, in order that when you're going to come to learn Avodah and Karbonis, when Rabbi Resnick will be saying it, so you'll understand it better. And Memele, so your Kiyum HaMitzvah, your Kiyum HaTakona, will be done Behidur. And that should be the motivation for learning Rambam now. And as a Yid should have, like I think a Lubavitcher Yid should want to know Rambam. I think that's what, you know, maybe when young Bachram are younger, they should be learning also, maybe slower, maybe, I don't know, again, I'm afraid of a Yaakov Tzvius that might be in the audience here. So I'm not 100% sure about any way promoting on what level, saying that there's a certain place for a Perek Echad Layem.
No, but it's a beautiful thought that we should, once we learn Rambam, then the three prakim will actually be something we'll be able to appreciate.
We should learn them. There should be a very serious seder of learning Rambam, where we're not really like rushing. And we're learning, and we're trying to understand to the best of our ability. And we tackle one another, title the word aflo.
So on that note, if we can ask Rabbi Wahlberg, can actually now we'll be Messiah Sefer HaFlaw, and we'll right away, we'll actually put it up on the screen, hopefully they'll put it up on the screen, and we'll actually assign the actual final halacha of Sefer HaFlaw, if we can ask them to please do that.
Say the Gomor.
Okay, here we go.
So the last halacha means, you're still there?
Yeah, okay, here we are, Le'elam, there you see it on the screen.
Le'elam, Le'yagdish Adam, Le'yachrim Kol Nechosov. V'hoisekein, Eivir al das hakosuv, shari huemer mi kol asherlei, v'lei kol asherlei. So that's, since it says mi kol asherlei, so that's called oiver al das hakosuv. Also, it's interesting lotion, al das hakosuv. That says mi kol asherlei, v'lei kol asherlei. K'mishibiru chachom, v'ein zu chsidus. To go ahead and be machrim kol nechosuv wouldn't go into a gather of chsidus, el shtus. Sharehu me'abit kol ma'meimei, and v'yitztarech lebrius. So that's the shtus, a person putting himself in a situation where it's tarach lebris. And memela, since it's a shtus, is ve'im rachman olof. U'bezeh u'kiyetze be'omru chachomim that chosit sheita miklal mevali elom. Elokol ha'mefazer mameni be'mitzvahs al yefazer yesi mi'chemsh. V'yiyak me'shetzivoch nevi'im mechalkel dvarev b'mishpot. That b'chlal dvarev should be done b'mishpot, with mishpot means with judgment, bein b'divri teira, bein b'divri elam. Afilu b'korbon sh'odom chayu b'ham, harichosu teira lamom v'omra sh'yavi k'fi misas yodeh. So kal v'chemer l'dvarem sh'leinus chayu b'ham, ela machmos nidrei, sh'liyinder ela koroyle, sh'nama ish k'matnos yodeh, kivirchas Hashem alikecha asher nosan loch. Brich rachmona de Sion, nigmar sefer shishi be'ezas shin dalet yud.
Shakoyach, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, okay.
And now we're going to immediately, although we actually, Rabbi Rolberg just told us we should be reading all these details, but let us at least just put the haskalah together, the very first halacha in Hilchos Sefer Zeraim that Raman teaches us, Hazereh Shnei Min Zeraim Ke'echad Be'eretz Yisrael. If someone sows and plants two seeds together in the land of Israel, is like a, he gets Malka Shnei Rasach, it says Rachalai Kilayim, that you're not allowed to plant and sow Kilayim together. Thank you very, very much, Rabbi Wahlberg. This was enjoyable, as always. To actually hear you in person is more enjoyable than actually hearing you on the recording, but we in America now hear you on recordings more than we do live in person. Thank you very much. Many successful years of raising generations of Talmidim, and may we all be motivated to learn Sefer Zeraim, which is, as Rabbi Wahlberg says, sometimes can be technically challenging. I think that's when I use Rabbi Tauger's translation more than any other book for my shiurim, is figuring out all these different types of plants and vegetations and botany. It requires a little bit of scientific knowledge as well to appreciate what you can and put together. And we should all be motivated to really delve into the Sefer. Thank you very much, Rabbi Cantor, and all those who are motivating behind this. Yashar Koach.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. B'seris Tavis. And Aksiv Achsema Tavis, everybody. As we conclude Shnas Hakel, this is the final. Is this the final scene before Hakel? Before Shnas Hakel, are we going to finish Zeraim before Hakel? I don't have the Meir Shir, but I don't know if we're going to finish. This might be the final Siyum of Shnas Hakel, Tafshin Pei Gimel Yashar Koach. Thank you very much.